I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm Buddy Shula. In this segment, we're here with the one and only PB Elder Law. PB Elder Law is located on Cayuga in Chictawaga, right by the Buffalo Airport. And real easy to find. More importantly, though, you can go to their website at pbelderlaw.com, or, of course, you could just Google them as well. We're here with one of the partners of PB Elder Law, Linda Greer. And Linda has been a guest on this segment many, many times before. And the reason is that what we're going to talk about is so important to people, especially over 50 years old. So you really have to listen for this next 13 minutes or so, because we're going to be talking about asset protection. And that means talking about whatever you have and keeping it. All right. That's what PB Elder Law strives to do. So welcome to the segment, Linda.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
Yeah. It's always good to have you on here, because I learn something every single time that your firm, PB Elder Law, is on this segment. All right, so we'll get right to it and cut to the chase. So people are worried about losing their assets, like, you know, money, houses, things they've, you know, been saving for and building up for a long, long time because of future nursing home costs. So how much, first of all, I want to know, in your opinion, how much does nursing home cost?
Sure. Well, that's a great question, a common question. And that's sort of the jumping off point for figuring out how do we plan for things. So there are different levels of care. Obviously, you can stay at home and be independent and have aides come in, and you can pay aides to do that. You know, and maybe, and that's going to depend on the services they're providing. But maybe that's going to be $20, $25 an hour, perhaps. But if you're talking about going into a facility, at the assisted living level, where you might need assistance with maybe meal preparation and some oversight and medications, but you're still relatively independent, in Western New York, that's going to range in the approximate between $3,000 to $6,000 per month for assisted living. And when we start talking about custodial care in a nursing home, where I might need help with all of my activities of daily living, that's going to range anywhere from $12,000 to $16,000, sometimes $17,000 per month. So, you know, that's obviously significant expense. And people are concerned about, well, if that happens and I need to go into a facility, I do not want to see all of my assets lost that I've accumulated during my life. And what can we do to try to protect? So knowing that that's the expense, I think that that's sort of the first thing to consider, is there is this potential expense. How do we address it?
So both of those that you just mentioned, even assisted living is a lot of money. I mean, you know, going
significant expense, absolutely.
Yeah, and obviously nursing home, you know, they provide more things, but, you know, I mean, does a nursing home, like, what do they base the price on at nursing homes?
So it's going to be room and board. Services that they provide. So, and that can include, you know, maybe they have nursing aides, additional aides coming in, doctor visits, some of the facilities will have their physicians on staff. You might have a, you know, and podiatrist or haircuts and all sorts of different services that they have. But those services sort of add up because they are additional expense. And so that can definitely add to the expense, but it's generally going to be room and board. And then the nursing doctors, and then those sort of miscellaneous expenses of the TV and the telephone and haircuts, et cetera.
Plus I would imagine it's kind of like a house that, I mean, if it's a really nice place, you know, for a house, you pay a beautiful home with everything, you pay more money. For a lesser home, you pay less money. It's got to work the same way in the nursing home world, doesn't it?
Sure. I mean, they are definitely businesses, and that is sort of how that works. But knowing that that's the expense, then we sort of here at PB Elder Law will step back and say, okay, well, what can we do to help families prepare for this? So when knowing that there's this potential expense out there, we say, well, what are the sources for payment? So there's essentially four sources of payment that you're going to look to when we're talking about paying for a facility care situation. The first being private pay. You can just cut a check to the facility every month at the rate of, you know, whatever, $15,000 per month, private pay. That's a way to go. Not palatable for most people because they're going to expend their money pretty quickly. Then we look to see, well, is there any long-term care insurance, which is private nursing home insurance that people sometimes have. If you have it, it can provide a nice tool as a pool of money. But frankly, most people don't have it. It's harder to get. And the older we are, it becomes much more expensive and sometimes cost prohibitive. Then we look at Medicare, which is our basic hospitalization coverage that we get through Social Security. And Medicare is intended to cover a hospital stay and a short-term stay in a rehabilitation situation, but it's not intended for custodial care. It's usually something like you fall, break your hip, you get surgery, and then you go out for physical therapy. Medicare will cover up to 100 days. Most people don't even rehab that long, but they can cover a short window of time, but they're not intended for the long-term stay in the facility. Bringing us to Medicaid, which is the last payer of resort. So Medicaid's essentially welfare, and you have to be needy in order to qualify. So what we do at PB Elder Law is we have these conversations with families about what the potential expense is, and then figuring out what are the sources for payment, and can we perhaps get people closer to the Medicaid level sooner, so that they are not expending their own personal assets to get the coverage that they need. So again, I mentioned Medicaid as being a welfare program, and you have to be needy in order to qualify. So if you are an individual person and you do not have a spouse, the Medicaid resource allowance is $16,800. If you're a married couple and one spouse is staying home and the other spouse is going into the facility, well, the spouse at home gets to keep a house and a car and $74,820 of other assets and a chunk of income coming in every month of $3,400 approximately every month. So you can keep yourself at home, but we got to plan for that worst case scenario of my spouse has died, I'm the last person standing, and now I only can have $16,800 of resources before I qualify for Medicaid. And Medicaid also has something called a look back period. So when you apply for Medicaid, they're going to be looking back to see what you did with your assets. And this look back period is 5 years. And if you gave away assets within a 5-year window, they're going to potentially impose a penalty against you. And we need to plan for that. So one of the things that we do with families is try to get the word out and say, let's plan sooner rather than later. Let's get people in and start talking about things. Because if we can move some assets and shelter things well before the 5 years, then great. We've sheltered those assets. But I also want you to know if you didn't plan, you didn't have the 5 years and we suddenly have a crisis, there are still things that we can do. And we can try to protect and preserve assets. So as an example, if you have a married couple and that spouse that lives at home is allowed to have a house and they're allowed to have a car, but maybe we have too much other asset base sitting in bank accounts. Well, maybe we upgrade the vehicle. Maybe we do some upgrades or renovations to the home. That's all permissible. They can prepay for funerals. There's things like that that we will think about. So at PB Elder Law, this is what we do. So we try to think outside the box of what things can we do within the bounds of what Medicaid permits to come up with a plan. And that's what we do with families every day.
We're here with Linda Greer from PB Elder Law. You can call PB Elder Law. This is very important. Write this number down. At 716-204-1055. That's 716-204-1055. You could schedule your consultation with PB Elder Law. They are on Cayuga in Cheektowaga, right around the Buffalo Airport. And you can go on the website and see all of the services that they have and the great attorneys that are there and a lot of different stuff that you might be interested in this realm to pbelderlaw.com. So it's always a pleasure to be with PB Elder Law. Okay, so what steps do people take to start this whole thing of protecting their assets?
Yeah, the first step is to give us a call. Reach out, call, email us. We want to get you in. We want to sit down and talk about the specific needs and goals for you and for your family. And we kind of go through some details with, you know, who are the family members? What assets do we have? What income do we have? And then we try to flesh out what the goals are and come up with ideas for a plan. Important for people to know, you know, in Western New York particularly, we have lots of people have significant assets sitting in retirement accounts. Maybe they worked for a larger company and they've got a chunk of money sitting there. Retirement accounts are giving protection from Medicaid from the perspective that that retirement account is not considered a resource, but rather it's going to be classified as income as long as you are taking required minimum distributions off of it. So that's really significant for a lot of people. We often have families come in and maybe the mom or dad have, you know, several hundred thousand dollars sitting in an IRA, and we're able to tell them, you know, that IRA is not going to be counted as a resource. And that's really helpful information to know. So one of the first steps of the process is getting sort of accurate information about assets and resources and who the family members are, so we know who the players are. But from there, once we get that information, we will sort of outline a plan for coming up with ideas and recommendations for our clients to consider.
Lots to talk about, lots to think about, because as we age, everyone really has this in their mind. What's going to happen to my stuff? What's going to happen to what I've worked all my life for? This is what PB Elder Law does. This is why you need to call 716-204-1055. They want to help you protect these assets that you have, that you've worked all along for, and that you don't want to lose. If you go into a nursing home or assisted living or something like that, you have to talk to PB Elder Law. Okay, so what if a crisis has occurred and somebody has no plan? Is it still too late for this?
So if nothing else, if people learn nothing else today from this little segment, the answer to that question is no, it's never too late. There's always something that we can think of. There are some legitimate expenditures or spend downs that we can recommend. And then there's also something called a gift and a note crisis plan that is an opportunity for us to be able to potentially save a large chunk. And it's generally sometimes half of the excess resources that are out there. So if nothing else, know that it's never too late. Obviously, the sooner that you start, the better, because we don't want to be making plans under a crisis if we can avoid it. And we want to try to avoid the 5 years and clear that. But if a crisis happens, call PB Elder Law. We can help you. We can come up with ideas. We can give you peace of mind and give you guidance and help you along through the process. So it's never too late. Even if you have a crisis that's happening.
Okay. So you said it the best right there, that it's never too late, but if you can avoid being late, that's probably a good thing. And the way you can do that, as Linda said, is to call them at 716-204-1055. Sit down with these great attorneys of Elder Law and talk to them about how this can help you and protect your assets. Go to pbelderlaw.com. Again, the number is 716-204-1055. 716-204-1055. Linda Greer from PB Elder Law. Always great to see you on the Zoom. And it's always good to talk to you, Linda. Thanks for joining us, okay?
Thank you, buddy. Have a great day.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.